The book of Genesis, chapter 40. And Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1, and it came to pass, after these things, that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And the Bible doesn't really say what they did, so I guess it doesn't pay to speculate. One thing is for certain, when a king in those days was offended, you were in big trouble. And so verse 2 says, and Pharaoh was angry against two of his officers, against the chief of the butler and against the chief of the baker. And he put them in ward, in prison, in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And it's not a coincidence that they are now in the same place, the same prison, as Joseph is. And we're going to see that work itself out in a few minutes. Verse 4, the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. So by the providence of God, Joseph is now connected to these two prisoners. And it's too early in the process for Joseph to recognize it, but they are a part of God's plan to deliver him from his misery and beyond. Everyone and everything we encounter is a part of God's plan for us. It may contribute much, or it may contribute little, but there's a divine purpose for everything. Like I've said many times, there are no accidents, only appointments. Verse 5, and they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. So they both had a dream, and both of these dreams were from God. It wasn't because they ate too much pizza before they fell asleep or whatever they ate in those days. Both were revelations. Verse 6, and Joseph came to them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. They knew deep down that these dreams were not ordinary dreams. They had meaning. They were sad and I suppose worried because they didn't know what in the world they meant. 7. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore look you so sadly today? What's the matter? I like how Joseph is genuinely concerned about these servants of Pharaoh. Wouldn't have to be, but he is. Here's a man that is full of God. And even though he was in such a horrible, unfair situation himself, he shows concern for others who are in similar situations, although they actually did something to deserve to be there. And he didn't. What an unselfish man Joseph was. And here's their answer, verse 8. They said to him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you. They said, there's no one who can interpret this dream. Well, Joseph says, well, sure there is, God. He can do it. 9. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossom shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. Verse 11, it says, and Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. You know, the Bible says that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. In other words, An unsaved person can't understand God because they can't understand the Word of God, which means that this unsaved butler will never figure out what his dream, which was a revelation from God, means. There's no way in this world. He might be very intelligent. That's not going to do him any good. And that's because the Word of God is spiritually discerned. And that's why Joseph will get the interpretation from God, because he's connected to God, see? Joseph could never figure it out either. Being a man of God wouldn't enable him to figure it out, but he has a connection with God, which these two prisoners do not have, and that's the difference. Look at verse 12. And Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. That's what I'm talking about. You could get 100 of the world's greatest intellects in a room, and you'd probably get 100 different opinions as to what this dream meant, and they would all be wrong. Every last one of them. What in the world do branches have in common with days? Nothing. There's no connection. But that's what they pictured in this revelation from God. God is giving Joseph the interpretation, you see. And here he goes, verse 13. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head and restore you to your place, and you shall deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when you were his butler. So everything's going to be all right. You're getting out of this dungeon. And then he says in verse 14, but think on me when it shall be well with you, and show kindness, I pray you, to me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. And of course, if Joseph would have been in his position, he would have been kind to the butler. He wouldn't have forgotten about him. So he asks to be treated in like manner. He was nice to this butler. He took the time to show concern. He interpreted his dream by God's grace. And now he's just asking for the butler to put in a good word for him. 15, for indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. In other words, I'm innocent, so could you remember me, please? I don't belong in this prison. I don't even belong in Egypt. Verse 16, when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had 3 white baskets on my head. Well, you know, he's emboldened now to ask for the interpretation of his dream, since the previous one was good news. So he continues, 17, and in the uppermost basket there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Well, good news so far, right? So far, so good. The 3 branches of the previous dream meant 3 days, and it ended up to be good. And here the 3 baskets in this dream refer to 3 days, and, you know, maybe with a little good fortune, they'll turn out to be good news as well. Well, let's see. 19. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head from off you, and shall hang you on a tree, and the bird shall eat your flesh from off of you. That was bad news. It was unexpected. And Joseph gave it to him straight. He didn't want to hear it. Joseph probably didn't want to say it. But Joseph is the best man this guy had, the best friend this man has, because he told him the truth. You're going to die in 3 days. God was so gracious to this baker. Yes, he's going to die in 3 days. But God has given him a 3-day grace period to get right with him. He knows he has 3 days now to repent and receive forgiveness from the God of Israel. And Joseph was the instrument because he told him the truth. The best friend anyone has is someone who will tell them the truth of God's word. Most people won't appreciate it, but, you know, they're squandering opportunities that God gives them. Verse 19 or verse 20, and it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast to all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. He he lifted up their head. The king is going to use his birthday party as a sort of a press conference to announce his verdict on these two men. 21, and he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand, and he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. The word of God came to pass just exactly as Joseph said it would. 23, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. So, you know, he should have shown Joseph some appreciation for his kindness. The Bible says we are to be kind to those who are bad to us. He wasn't even kind to the one who was good to him. So Joseph's misery will continue